Fozia Manita was paralyzed below the waist when she was only 2 years old. Like many disabled people in Libya, a lack of infrastructure means it's difficult for her to move around.
Growing up, I couldn't go to school because there were no ramps. It's all stairs. My father was scared I would fall and hurt myself. Even now, most schools don't have ramps. So many disabled children can't go to school.
She's always dreamed of getting an education. Now she visits this high school where teachers offer her tutoring. But it's not easy. The Challenge Organization for Women with Disabilities aims to create a safe and friendly environment for its members. It's a small but welcoming place for more than 57 women who are disabled. Here, they meet and make handmade items to sell, like dolls, pillows, and blankets. Sales help fund field trips and activities. Widad El-Shwehti created the organization.
Women with disabilities in Libya suffer from so many problems. Starting from their homes, many families do not build ramps and only have stairs. The bathrooms are not accessible by wheelchair, so she has to crawl. This causes a lot of frustration and psychological distress. We've met some girls who tried to commit suicide.
This parking lot in the heart of Misrata is close to banks, the city council, a courthouse and other public buildings. Volunteers and organizations have marked out a few parking spots for disabled people. But without government backing, there's no control over who parks there and no ramps to help the disabled get to them. Ramadan Matig heads the Civil Society Commission in Misrata. He says things are slowly getting better.
During the Gaddafi regime, disabled people were completely marginalized. But after the revolution, many were wounded in the fighting, and that's created a shift in how society looks at disabled people in general. The government is now researching on how to renovate old buildings to make them accessible for the disabled.
Although there aren't accurate numbers, the government estimates there are at least 120,000 disabled people in Libya. The actual figure is probably far higher because of war and conflict. In Libya, women are widely believed to suffer the most from the lack of infrastructure. But staff in organizations like this say they help ease the pain. Malik Traina, Al Jazeera, Misrata.